AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Alec with you on this Wednesday morning. It is hump day, and every Wednesday we check in with the folks at the Jonesboro JBO show, sponsored by the town of Jonesboro. A listing of all sorts of different things that are happening each week in Tennessee's oldest town. Joining us this morning, Jules Courier. Hey, Jules.
Good morning. It's good to talk with y'all again.
Good to talk to you, too. So here we are. We did it together, okay? The community play is just around the corner. What's happening right now? Tell us, first of all, real quickly, a thumbnail definition or overview, if you would, of the play itself, and then let's get into some current particulars.
Sure. This is the play of, by, and for the people of Jonesboro. It's set in mid-century, 20th century, 1950s, 1960s. And We Did It Together is the title, but it also explains what it's all about. It's all about real people who have come through difficult times by pulling together and getting through it, whether it's a family or their neighborhood or their entire community. And you know what? When you see it, it just makes you proud to be from this area.
Hmm. What is the setting? How does it open up? Where are we?
We are, so the play is set inside of an old tobacco farm where it's kind of like a tobacco barn of memories. Mm-hmm. And out of the barn that is filled, you know, you see barns everywhere that are filled with artifacts from the past, right? Well, every artifact has a story to it. And so the stories that are, the artifacts and the stories that are inside of this tobacco barn come to life and spill onto the stage. And what I love about this play is, you know, communities have more than one main character or one hero. There are dozens of vignettes wound inside of this play. So somewhere, somehow, you're going to see somebody that you know or somebody's story that you know come to life.
Wow, it is just such a nice concept and so exciting, too, and we'll get into when the performances are available. Now, this particular play, We Did It Together, is the fourth in a series of original community plays, I do believe, that you've been involved with, correct?
Correct. In fact, I had a memory pop up yesterday. 12 years ago tonight, we were in town in Jonesboro. This is before I lived here, doing a public reading of the first community play that we did for them called I Am Home, and it was also based on stories of the community. And I think it's remarkable that, you know, that memory popped up 12 years ago, and last night we were all together rehearsing, ready to put on this new play, and the radio show was born out of this big play that we do every year now. But one of the things that happened when we brought I Am Home back a few years ago is people said, oh, but there's more stories, and there's more stories.
Of course.
So now, every year, now we're going out in the community and collecting more stories for the next play.
Wow.
So We Did It Together is this year's play, and it's to me, it's some kind of special.
Yeah, it sounds like an ongoing living feast almost. You know, it's just a thing that will continue to exist into the future. I think it's very exciting. I notice here, too, that it seems, and correct me if I'm wrong, that some of the original creative folks who worked with you on the original I Am Home are back here to do We Did It Together.
That is true. In fact, later today I'll be picking up the original director, Dr. Richard Owen Gear, directing it, and then it was choreographed earlier by Iega Jeff, who of course danced with the Oscars in The Beauty and the Beast, you know.
Right.
He's owns deeply rooted dance company in Chicago. He's just a worldwide talent, and we were just so happy to have him here in Jonesboro.
Yeah. You know, you got an all-star, if you would, cast of creative types to help you as well, too. Now, the folks that are performing, how large is the production?
It is, you know, if you're saying that you're doing a community performance, you better show that community on stage.
Yeah.
We have about 40 actors in the show.
Wow.
That come from different areas, and they're just remarkable. Our youngest is a 4-year-old Dynamite, who was the first person memorized with her lines. And we've also, all the way up to someone in our, I think our eldest is in his 80s, but it's really, they're fabulous storytellers, fabulous actors. And what's really remarkable is because the stories come from their own community, they tell them with such authenticity. When you see them on stage, they're acting, but they're also sharing with you a piece of their own lives.
Which is the ultimate acting, I think. There you go. Let's talk about how folks can get tickets. I know this is a very popular ticket. Still available?
Tickets are still available, although opening night is just about sold out. I think we've only got five tickets left for opening night, which is Friday, February 3rd. The play is going to run weekends, February 3rd through February the 12th. It's real easy to get tickets. We give you a couple of ways. You can always call the Visitor Center at 423-753-1010. Or you can go online and get them at jonesboro.com/tickets or mckinneycenter.com/play.
Very good. I know there are group rates available for folks to come together as a group, and I would think, frankly, that would be one of the nicest, most fun ways to experience the production.
It is, and with our group rates, you only need 8 folks, and you get group rates of $13, and, you know, you can't even pay attention for that much, right?
That is so true. It's set in the mid-20th century in Jonesboro. The production is called We Did It Together, weaving true life stories in an original play with music and dance, all created from the very creative mind of Jules Corriere, who joins us right now. Jules, going to be a great production. I know that. There's no doubt about it. We wish you all the best, and thanks for joining us this morning and telling us, giving us an update on how we did it together.
Thank you so much.